The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. After Jesus had revealed himself to his disciples and eaten breakfast with them, he said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." Then he said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that he had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord. In this first reading, I wonder if it helps. I'm not sure what you're thinking when you listen to these readings from the Acts of the Apostles. But it's pretty clear that the first Christians suffered great persecution. And oh, how easy it is to read it like a history book and say, "Oh, that must have been really hard." But we don't bring it in. You know, like we guard ourselves. Okay, so I'm talking to myself because we're afraid. Because if I'm in this situation, I don't know what I'm going to do. So is there a danger in our lives as fully professed Christians, as so many of you daily mass goers? I'm sure you read the gospel and the Bible and you pray the rosary and you do so many things. And I'm right there. I'm sitting right there with you. I do that all day. I pray. I live here. I live and move and have my being in this amazing piece of land. But am I afraid? And the answer is absolutely. It's so not easy to be out there like they were. When was the last time you felt persecuted? Not in general terms, not when you watch the news and you say, "Oh gosh, what's happening in Palestine? Oh my goodness, what's happening in the Ukraine?" But it doesn't really become part of who you are, being a Christian for the first time. And I'm right there. I'm probably more there than you are. Because you are very much in the world. And I have a cave and it's called St. Joseph's. And I'm not sure if that resonates with you. Maybe I would just ask you to ask the question today, am I afraid? And answer it with all honesty. And don't be afraid that you say, "Yes, I am afraid. I don't know what's going to happen." I look at the political world and I think, "Oh, I don't know what's going to happen. And I'm afraid." I look at the economy and I see people losing their jobs. I'm afraid. I look at my bank account and I'm thinking, "Oh my gosh, I'm afraid. I don't have enough money." Okay, so now let's transition into the gospel. Peter was now being confronted by Jesus. I bet you there was a certain fear. "He's calling me out. This is really uncomfortable. Yes, Lord, I know you. I love you. You know I love you. But I'm afraid. I'm afraid because I denied you three times. I don't want that to happen again." Right, so Peter was experiencing what we see in this first reading of the Acts of the Apostles, being under internal pressure and strain and stress, and in a certain way persecution. But now it was a different kind of persecution. Jesus was after him. So maybe the answer to the question is, Jesus, I need to let you in more. I need to give you permission to ask me, do you love me, Simon Peter? Do you love me, Patsy? Do you love me, Bob? Do you love me, Nancy? Do you love me, April? Do you love me? And answer him with an open heart. Yes, Lord, I love you, but gosh, I'm so imperfect. Jesus, I love you, but I have made so many mistakes. And so the great mind of Saint Augustine, in the year 430, think about it, no microwave, no cars, no cell phones, no internet. By rising again, Christ has done away with the fear of death. Three times, fear denied him. Three times, love confessed. A trinity of denials, the abandonment of truth, a trinity of confessions, the testimonial of love. Together let us stand as we present our petitions. Today's Mass has been offered for the repose of the soul of Penny Gilmore. We pray to the Lord.
For our leaders in the church and in religious and parish communities, that the Spirit's coming may inflame their love for Jesus, increasing their capacity to feed his beloved flock, we pray to the Lord. For all who can come to the aid of those who suffer from violence and injustice, that they may follow the voice of the Spirit who urges them to make the sacrifices demanded by love, we pray to the Lord. For all of us who continue to prepare for the Feast of Pentecost, that our prayerful vigil of waiting for the descent of the Holy Spirit may create a channel of longing, attracting his fire into the heart of the Church, we pray to the Lord. That the Holy Spirit may be healing to the sick, strength to the weary, truth to the wandering, joy to the sorrowful, and the unction of forgiving peace to those who feel their weight of sin, we pray to the Lord. For our faithful departed ones, that the Lord may put their sins away as far as the east is from the west, and lead them rejoicing into his heavenly kingdom. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord. Shine upon them. May their souls and the souls of all the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace.
Amen. Father in heaven, we place these petitions before you and those we hold in the very depths of our heart. We know you will answer them according to your will, through Christ our Lord. Amen.